WSRN News.
I'm John Scott.
President Trump is pressuring Senate Majority Leader John Thune to keep the Senate at work through what is traditionally a late summer recess. Bernie Bennett with a report.
Mr. Trump took to Truth Social to send a message to Leader Thune. He wrote, quote, "Hopefully the very talented John Thune, fresh off our many victories over the past 2 weeks, and indeed for 6 months, will cancel August recess in order to get my incredible nominees confirmed." President Trump continued, "We need them badly. Several high-profile nominees are at stake. Emily Bove, a lawyer for the Justice Department, is up for a judgeship on the federal court, and Jeanine Pirro, a former Fox News host, the top federal prosecutor in D.C. President Trump has encouraged Congress to keep up with the pace he established since taking office in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Harvard University is in federal court challenging $2.6 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration. The university accuses the government of using funding as leverage to control its academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of demands from a federal anti-Semitism task force. The task force wanted sweeping changes to Harvard's policies on campus protests, admissions, hiring, and more. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says it's hard to believe how much President Trump has accomplished.
When you look at what voters said were their priorities in the 2024 election, bringing radical change to Washington, reviving the American economy, and dealing with the migration crisis that ensued from a four-year open border under Joe Biden, Trump has made great gains in all three of these dimensions of policy.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A special session in Texas, Republicans poised to redraw the state's congressional map ahead of the 2026 House elections. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham visited the Pentagon this month.
The popular evangelist spoke at the monthly prayer service held there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "It was encouraging to visit with the secretary and witness his bold faith amongst and in front of the entire Pentagon team. I shared with the audience that my prayer for the U.S. military and its leaders is that Jesus Christ would be their rock." Graham is urging all Americans to pray for the military. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French Prime Minister Francois Bourré wants to eliminate two public holidays from the country's annual calendar in order to save money. One of the dates he targeted is important to French Christians, Easter Monday. Bayrou questions the religious importance of Easter Monday, suggesting that Christians already have enough holidays. He's also proposing to kill a holiday marking the Allied victory over the Nazis in World War II. This is SRN News. The Syrian government has started evacuating Bedouin families from Sweida in a bid to end a week-long clash.
Noor Mohammed, a Syrian Bedouin from Al-Dur village, left with her children to escape shooting targeting her home. "We were scared for our children because the bullets were hitting our houses, so we came here. The clashes between militias of the Druze religious minority and Sunni Muslim clans have killed hundreds and threatened to unravel Syria's already fragile post-war transition. According to the United Nations International Organization of Migration, more than 128,000 individuals have been displaced since the clashes began. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
The Bangladeshi military says an Air Force training aircraft crashed into a school campus on the capital, Dhaka, killing at least 19, injuring more than 100. The cause not immediately clear. More details at SRNnews.com.